Okay, welcome everybody to today's teleseminar called How to Discover Your Authentic Voice on the Page and in the World. My name is Damien Sen and it's a great pleasure to have you on the line this evening. In a few moments from now, we'll be joined by our very special guest, Julia McCutcheon. But before I introduce Julia, please allow me to share how this call will work today, particularly if this is your first PeopleYouShouldMeet.com call that you've tuned into. Now, we're going to be on the call for around about an hour, and over the course of the hour, I'll be asking Julia a whole series of different questions on our topic. Some of the questions will be my own, but the vast majority of questions will have actually been inspired by the questions that you've submitted through our website. Now, I've known Julia for probably a few years now. We first actually connected through an organisation in London called Alternatives that brings like an incredible array of inspiring teachers to London to share with people on a weekly basis. Julia has also been a guest previously on People You Should Meet as well, and the response that we had from our first call was very inspiring, and it certainly motivated me to get Julia back on the program as soon as we could. Now, the topic we'll be exploring today is certainly a topic that's very dear to my heart. I'm very passionate about the whole area of authentic expression and true self-expression. So I'm very, very excited about exploring all the wisdom and wealth of knowledge that Julia has on the topic. Now, Julia is the founder and creative director of the International Association of Conscious and Creative Writers. She's a former managing director and publisher from Element Random House, and she is also a successful intuitive writer's coach, mentor, and professional publishing consultant. She's had over 20 years experience in the publishing world and a track record that includes UK number one and international bestsellers. And Julia also is the author of The Writer's Journey, From Inspiration to Publication. So it gives me great pleasure to welcome to the call our very special guest this evening, Julia McCutcheon. How are you doing there, Julia?
Thank you, Damien. It's a real pleasure to be here. Thank you so much for inviting me, and thanks to everybody for listening in. It's great to be on the line.
Great. Now, I thought I'd actually begin at the top, Julia, by asking you what exactly is the authentic voice, and how would someone actually go about discovering it?
Okay, well, it's great to dive straight into the topic, and it gives me great pleasure to speak about this because it is a topic that I'm truly passionate about, and it's lovely that you share that passion for authentic expression, Damien. Now, as far as I'm concerned, my definition of the authentic voice is quite a broad one, and so I'd like to just share with everybody what I feel discovering your authentic voice really is all about. For me, it's starting off by accessing the truth of who you really are deep inside, and that's also to do with discovering your unique gifts and the insights and the stories that you have to share with the world. Then it's a question of capturing these and creating congruent forms which express them in the world, and that could be through words, whether that's spoken or written. It can be through books. It can be through an entrepreneurial business. Any form which is a congruent expression of that authentic truth that you have inside. And then communicating and sharing that contribution to as wide an audience as possible by building relationships with your tribe. And these are like-minded people who value who you are and what you have to offer, and also to whom your contribution is of value because you're making a difference in their lives and how people feel by the contribution that you make. And it's a win-win situation. So discovering your authentic voice very much is a process. It's a journey into yourself. And in my view, it can actually be seen as a practice in the sense of a spiritual path. So the authentic voice really is the voice which is congruent with who you are deep inside, your true self. And it expresses that truth in the world through both content and through style. So it's what you say and how you say it. And when you're relating this to writing, your authentic voice is a combination of this truth that I've just been describing, combined with your skills at crafting language on the page. And you can apply those principles to any other situation too, that the authentic voice in expression through business would be this truth within combined with your entrepreneurial skills. And I feel very much that authenticity is actually our natural state of being. And so when you understand what your authentic voice actually is, it doesn't really involve learning anything new. It's not something for the mind to grasp hold of and the intellect to try and work out, although, of course, that can be helpful in terms of pointing us in the right direction. But for me, it's more a question of recognizing and nurturing what is already there and then appreciating the value of being so. And then there's also the process of dissolving any blocks or barriers that may crop up to stop you from accessing your authentic voice, and then applying your new perspective to your creative expression in the world, which is through your writing or ultimately through all areas of your life. And the standard definition of authenticity, if you actually look it up, you get words like real and credible, genuine, original, true, and they're all great words, and it's a really good starting point, I think, for understanding what authenticity is, and certainly those words are a very powerful description of good quality writing. But in my view, they don't go quite far enough to explain the true potential of authenticity. So for me, a deeper level of meaning lies in understanding that your authentic voice and authenticity is when your life, your work, your relationships are all aligned with this true identity that you access deep within you. And so for me, authenticity is present when the inner you, which is the real you behind all of the roles that you play in life, is connected to the outer you, which is the interface that you have with the world. And when you have this inner truth and outer expression in alignment, then you have authenticity actually empowering all that you think, all that you say, all that you do, and all that you write, and in all the different ways that you express yourself in the world.
Great. Now, is this authentic expression something that everyone has access to, or is it just something that just creative people should explore? What's your take on that, Julia?
Oh, it's definitely something that everybody has access to. As I say, my feeling about this and my experience is it's actually our true nature. This authenticity runs deep in all of us. So we all have access to this. It's something that we can all discover within ourselves and learn to express in the world in whatever way we choose to do so. So it's definitely not something that's reserved for the creative few, not at all. Anybody from any walk of life, any background, can access this authentic truth and apply it in many, many different ways. I mean, I've mentioned already writing and business, but relationships and taking authentic choices and making authentic decisions with regard to your health, things that are absolutely right for you. Absolutely, it's something that can be across the board, accessed by anybody with the right guidance and the right information and looking in the right places, and expressed, I feel, in all areas of life.
Excellent. Now, Julie, like I mentioned in the introduction, that you've had over 20 years' experience in the world of publishing, and I was just wondering, this whole notion of authentic expression, like, was it something that you've been intimately connected with your entire life, or have you been on your own journey to really uncover what's really true and authentic in your own expression?
Well, the honest answer to that is it's a bit of both, actually. I have been on a journey to discover my own authentic voice and how to express that truth consciously and creatively in the world for a very, very long time. And I'd say that probably for as long as I can remember, I've had a real passion for all things authentic and conscious and creative. And although I probably wouldn't have used those words a few years ago, the words may have changed over the years, but they're still pointing towards that same unchanging truth. And as a result of that innate feeling, if you like, from a very, very young age, and this passion that I have for this whole area, it's not really surprising to see that I ended up working as a publisher of books on authentic, conscious and creative subjects. And I was very much drawn to the whole business of publishing through a commitment to this communication process, communicating what I felt was perennial wisdom about life's most important questions. And I actually found that I had a natural aptitude for working with writers and facilitating the process of reaching the widest possible international audience through the whole publishing vehicle. And so it did lead to a very rewarding career, as you said, Damien, as a managing director, publisher, and ultimately a publishing consultant. And what's interesting here is that my own journey to my authentic voice did involve this major stage in my life where I was facilitating the expression and the communication of other people's authentic voice in the world. And this was the authors that I worked with and the books that I published. So that is a significant part of my journey, and I know that this is something that other people experience too. And then my journey actually took an incredible turn. In 1999, I experienced one particular event on one particular day, which changed the entire course of my life. And just briefly, it was when I was at a Penguin sales conference in Cyprus, in fact, and in an auditorium with several hundred other publishing people, and one of the stage spotlights that was on a stand at the side of the room fell and struck me directly on the crown of the head. And it was an extraordinary experience, an accident which literally left me unable to work for over a year, and I would say that in total my healing journey took about 7 years. By the time I was able to return to work, the company that I put my heart and soul into for so long was on a fatal slide into receivership, and we were all made redundant. And not long after that, my mother died. So it really was a very intense period of my life. However, this was a turning point for me, and it turned out to be a real blessing in disguise. And I'm sure that many people can relate to that experience. The details may be different, but the principle of hitting a point in your life where it does act as a major turning point often is, and usually is actually, a blessing in disguise, although it doesn't feel like that at the time. And in my experience, I was really forced to stop. I had to stop, and I'd been living a very fast-paced life at that time, and I had to stop. I had to reassess my priorities completely and really reconnect with my own creativity and my own true life purpose. And it was at that time that I made a total commitment to truth and speaking my truth in the world and really living in alignment with my soul. And reconnecting with my creativity gave me the means of expressing my newfound authentic voice, and I rebuilt my life around the priority of maintaining that connection to that authentic voice and its expression, and then moving on to supporting others to do the same. And there were many important realizations that I had from this experience and from the aftermath and the healing journey that came out of it. And I'm just going to share three with you here today because I think they're really relevant to what we're talking about. The first realization is that life really is too short not to explore your authentic truth. The truth of who you are, why you're here, and the unique gifts that you have to share with the world. Because the truth is, you never know what's around the next corner. Obviously, this is a completely unexpected experience for me. And so there's no time like the present moment to take action on your dreams. And the third realization for me is that it's really important to prioritize whatever you are most passionate about. And this is authentic passion, the deep inner you, that core passion, to prioritize that and really to build your life around that and make it a priority. And so in terms of my own journey, I chose to combine my passion for authenticity and conscious creativity with the knowledge and the experience that I have writing and publishing. And so it was a natural progression for me to continue to work with aspiring and published authors and entrepreneurs, but in a totally new way. And this is another principle that often applies. that you find that there's a new expression when you discover the truth of your authentic voice, that there may be a new expression of it in the world that is a more beautiful and a harmonious way to make a contribution to the world. So, you know, fast forward to today, and now I do run two businesses which are an authentic expression of who I am, and they open the way for people who want to write for publication to do so in the most meaningful and rewarding way possible, and that's a really high priority. So I feel very fortunate to have been on this journey, to have reached the point where I've reached now. I totally love my life as the founder and creative director of IACCW, and our theme there is to discover your authentic voice on the page and in the world. And I feel that I'm just totally on track with being who I am and doing what I'm here to do. And I prioritise my own writing and my own conscious creative expression through the business activities and all the activities that I engage in. And I totally love guiding and supporting other people to shine the light of their authentic truth in the world through writing and, you know, as author entrepreneurs, which is a term that I use to signify a very particular approach to becoming successful as an author. So, you know, my journey does continue to unfold, and the deeper I step into my own truth, it seems the more that I do so, the better I'm able to serve others to do the same. And my perception is that this is an ongoing deepening. This is a process that is pretty much infinite, that you can always go to deeper and deeper layers with this whole journey.
Great. Now, Julia, we are living in very exciting times. There's lots of changes that have been unfolding, particularly in the last decade, around technology and different platforms to actually facilitating self-expression in a way that we've never seen before on planet Earth. And I was just wondering if you could share your own viewpoints on why, like, really connecting with your authentic self and expressing that in the world is so important right now.
Yes, indeed. Well, thank you. It's a very important point to understand, I feel, because there are many, many new opportunities in the world for everybody, and there are also more challenges. And if we talk specifically about writers for a moment, many writers feel that this is a very challenging time, and the truth is it is very tough out there in the marketplace. I think the whole publishing industry is going through such turmoil at the moment, actually, and incredible changes on the horizon already underway. And it means that we do have a very tough marketplace out there, and it's right through publishing and book selling, and the whole industry really is going through a lot of change, and that brings a lot of challenges with it. And so publishers are more cautious, and it is a more difficult environment. On the other hand, as is often the case in such situations, new opportunities are springing up all the time, and when you have access to the internet and all of the new technology that we have available to us these days, authors and entrepreneurs, and in fact everybody, has probably greater opportunity than ever before to express themselves creatively and to share their creative expression with other people. Now, that's a wonderful thing, and I'm all for it. What it actually means, however, is we have a very, very crowded marketplace. And in order for your voice to be heard, in my view, the real key to this is to be completely and totally authentic. Because if you don't want to get lost in this crowd, and again, talking about the writing and publishing world, if you think about there are perhaps, I think it's just over 3,000 new books that are published every single week in the UK alone. And in the US, we're probably looking at double that number. That's a lot of books that are being published and a lot of writers who want to be published and who are self-publishing. So it is a very crowded marketplace. And in order to stand out from the crowd, the key and the magic ingredient really is to be completely authentic. And that is perhaps the single most important point to make about why it's important to discover your authentic voice. As well, I'd like to also share that in my both personal and professional experience, ultimately, the more authentic you are, the more creatively fulfilled you feel, and the more rich your experience of the journey becomes, let alone the end results. And my sense is that dipping into that deep, authentic place within you is a way for you to achieve your full creative potential. And so it really is a win-win situation. You are going to be more and feel more creatively rewarded when you're working from this authentic place within you. And you're going to have more success in the marketplace because you're going to stand out from the crowd. And the truth is that when you're being authentic, nobody else is going to be quite like you. And it is this unique contribution that you have to make to the world that people are actually yearning for. There's a real craving for authenticity, I think, in the world now. And I think writers need to understand that there is a reality that the fame and fortune that a few writers experience really is the preserve of the few. And so it is an important threshold to cross to understand that you need to continue to dream and maintain your overall vision, definitely, and also realizing that this creative satisfaction and the significant part of your process as a writer and your enjoyment and fulfillment of that comes also from the journey itself. And I feel strongly that who you become in the process of writing is just as important as what you write. And so there are lots of reasons why I feel it's important. And if you look at many of the successful authors who are out there in the marketplace, many people that you could name and easily relate to as successful people are in fact incredibly authentic in themselves. I actually think that J.K. Rowling, who I'm sure we all know is one of the most successful authors around, is a very authentic lady. Terry Pratchett, I think, is another example of a very authentic author. And I'd also quote a different example, but Eckhart Tolle, who writes on consciousness and spirituality. But I mean, his authenticity goes extremely deep. And I think that that mix of examples just shows that it really is across the board. And some people may know of an author called Marion Keyes, who actually writes fiction, and she's a very popular novelist, and her books have sold 5 million copies just in the UK. And when she talks about her success, she actually also includes authenticity. And she's not somebody who writes about these topics at all, but she includes authenticity in her success. And she says that all she can really do is write the best book that she can write and try to write a book that she would like to read. And then she says, if I'm honest and as authentic as I can be, then it will resonate with people. And I think it's that resonance that is so important, because when we are authentic ourselves, we actually many times unconsciously give other people permission to resonate with their own authentic truth too. And I think that's a very, very powerful way to spread positive energy in the world.
Absolutely. I couldn't agree more, Julia. Now, Julia, you also mentioned that this whole process of discovering the authentic voice is a journey. And I was just wondering for people at home who are feeling very drawn to going on this journey, I was just wondering if you could give them some guidance on where's the actual best place to start.
Yes, indeed. Well, I'd like to, if I may, acknowledge straight away that starting out on this journey is it always comes at different points in people's lives. And one of the things that people are likely to encounter at some stage along the way, whether it be right at the very beginning or part of the way through or on and off throughout the journey, is some degree of resistance. That there is a part of us that actually resists accessing this authentic truth inside. And so before we get into how we actually start, I think we just need to acknowledge that this is part of the process. And the first point really is to accept that resistance is part of the process. And resistance is certainly part of the creative process. And I know that many of the writers listening will resonate with that. But there are lots and lots of reasons why people don't turn up to do their writing or find it hard to start or keep the momentum going. And there are lots of fears and anxieties and lack of confidence and self-belief that go with the whole creative process. And the same is true of this journey into yourself when it's all about, you know, accessing this deep authentic truth. And I think that the resistance really comes from the personality part of ourselves, the part of ourselves that wants to keep us small and in the same place, it doesn't want change or growth or doesn't really want true expression in the world. It just wants to stay in control and keep us small. And I think that it's important to acknowledge that that's there and to realise that we can face that resistance, whatever way it shows up, because it's a very canny creature, if you like. It shows up in lots of different guises, whether that be fear, doubts, anxieties, lack of confidence or whatever. But we just need to face the fact that that is part of the process, and that facing these fears and anxieties that we may have at whatever stage they crop up in the process is part of it. And that's okay. And we just have to embrace that and not resist this. And then if we manage to do that, then we can find our way forward. And there are many different ways that we get blocked from taking this journey, and I've mentioned a few already, the fears and the anxieties. Also just getting caught up in our thoughts, the mental chatter that goes round and round in our head, and the way that many of us are, and in fact society encourages us to be so busy all the time, this 24/7 lifestyle that people lead, you know, busy, busy, busy all the time and being stressed and stretched and being a million different things. And in fact, these can become habits that stop us from looking within and accessing this clear truth and this authentic voice within. So I did just want to explain that is part of the process, and I do want to encourage everybody to realise that this is something that can easily be addressed and faced, and you can move through these issues in whatever way they show up in your particular life. And so I'm just going to give a few ideas of how you can overcome some of these barriers that you might come up against. And a few tips start off really with being very clear about why you are doing whatever it is you want to do. So if you want to write a book for publication, you need to be clear about what your motivation is and why you're writing that book, because that motivation will help you to overcome these challenges that come along. And when you're clear about the why, you need to get clear about the vision of what you're heading towards, the big picture, as I call it. And you need to write this down or create a vision board or a combination of both, and then stay connected to that vision. Because if you have that connection to the big picture, again, it's going to help you to overcome the challenges that you are going to meet along the way in this journey into yourself. Also, choosing to focus on what's really important to you and what is going to make a difference to you, and also in all areas of your life, whether it be creative expression with your writing or whatever it may be. And taking one step at a time. It is a journey, and for many people it's a journey that is a lifetime worth of journey. I would certainly say that for me it's been a lifetime journey, and I still see it continuing into the long distant future. And with any journey, we know the Chinese saying of a journey of 1,000 miles begins with a single step, and we just need to take one step at a time. And learn what we need to learn along the way to help us move forwards, and so that we don't get stuck, so we know what we should be doing next and how to go about it, and get some support as well. You know, having some support, whether it be personal or professional, does make a huge difference. And I know that with the writers that I work with, the support process through the coaching and the mentoring really does make a difference. And it's just incredible the difference that it does make and the progress that people can make with the right kind of support. So whether it be a mentor or a coach or peer group support, and or connecting with others of like mind, people who share your values and who share the passion that you may have for discovering your truth and your authentic voice, connecting with other people like that can really, really make a difference. So I did just want to acknowledge those points, because I do feel that before you dive into the how, you have to understand that those are part of the process.
Absolutely. I think particularly the support aspect of it, like I guess we're living in a world where there's probably so many people that have walked the path that you're trying to walk, and actually rather than trying to build something from scratch, actually utilising and really taking advantage of the incredible resources that are out there at the moment, and getting the support you need to move in the direction that you want to move is absolutely imperative.
Yeah.
Great. Mm-hmm. Now, Julie, I just wanted to just sort of move deeper into the writing process, and we had a few different questions that came in on the writing process. I'm actually just going to ask you a question from Glenda, who's in the UK. And Glenda asked, hello, I started with writing journals years ago, a sort of self-help, a bit of history of my life, the ups and downs, the experience of life. How do I actually start my book? What should I consider first, second, etc.? Thank you.
Okay, great. It's a great question, Glenda, so thank you for asking that one. What I'd like to start off by explaining is the process of journal writing and what I call project writing, and that could be book writing, articles, whatever other project writing you have, all kind of comes under that label, if you like. There are two separate processes, and I think that's the first thing that I would like to just clarify for you. I think that writing journals is a great process, and I've written journals on and off for many, many years, and I encourage all of the people that I work with to write a journal. And it is an important process, basically because it is, there are many different reasons actually, but I see it as a very powerful space clearing exercise. It's a way for you to, as you expressed in your question, Glenda, actually aspects of your life experience, the ups and downs, it's a journey that you can take with writing and using writing as a means of expression to see your way forward. And when I say space clearing, what I really mean by that is it's a download process. You download the everyday thoughts that you may have, feelings, realizations that can be very mundane or sometimes insightful. It doesn't matter. It's a mixture of things. And this is all for you and your eyes only. And it's a good regular practice. And it's the kind of practice that you do by hand, in a journal, literally writing by hand. And it is a completely separate process to your project writing. And so the writing that you've done, Glenda, in terms of getting those journals, and I would encourage you to continue with that, is a very important part of paving the way and creating the space for your project writing, your book writing, to come through now. So first of all, see them as separate processes, and ideally you will engage with both. And then when you're thinking about actually diving into writing your book, many of the things that I've been talking about in terms of the authentic voice and the importance of it are very relevant to bring you to the point where you are actually ready to write your book. And journal writing is one of the ways of helping prepare you to be ready to write your book. And you can use, I have a five-step process for helping you to discover your authentic voice, which basically includes stopping and creating time and space to look within, embracing the mystery, which is also where you actually realize that you can just live with not knowing the answers for a while. And this is true when you're writing your book. Sometimes you don't know all the answers of what you want to say. So you just have to embrace the mystery and live that or live those questions for a while until the answers eventually present themselves. And then the third step is sharpening your senses and learning to be aware of all the different senses that you have and learn to see rather than just looking, so that you're actually really perceptive about the world around you and listen deeply rather than just hearing, which is another very important skill for writers when it comes to getting into the stage of writing your book. You need to listen. And the listening process is twofold. You're listening in the outer world, which is listening to what's going on all around you, in terms of stories that are being told, conversations that people are having, just really listening to what's going on around you, and then capturing that in words and making notes and capturing it in a creative way. And that gives you a bank of material to draw on when you come to write your book, and that works for both fiction and non-fiction. And then the other aspect of listening is listening within, you know, what I call deep inner listening. And that's what's going on deep inside of you, which is a bit like stretching your ears to hear a distant mountain stream. And that deep inner listening is what will ultimately give you access to that still, small, authentic voice. And you need to remain open and receptive to it. And this is a really good way to prepare for writing your book. And it's a skill that I do recommend that all writers engage in. So sharpening your senses is very important. And then also exploring new possibilities. You know, setting an intention to explore possibilities with the ideas that you have for your book. And also, it's important to lighten up and play. You know, don't try too hard to get it right. I mean, it's a question of exploring and just seeing what unfolds. And this is an ever-deepening journey, and you're not necessarily going to get it right straight away, and that's absolutely fine. And the deeper that you get into your exploration, the clearer things will become for you, and you will get a focus on what your authentic voice is, and also what your book and your core message can be, because this process applies to both. And then the fifth step, really, in terms of the preparation, is very much to go with the flow. And I very much encourage people to nurture those early sparks of understanding, those early ideas that you have, as soon as they appear, and just allow time and space for this totality to unfold. Don't push the river necessarily. You can't force the creative process. There is an unfolding and a receptive nature to it. And I think that's very important as part of this whole process of preparation, accessing your authentic voice and paving the way to get you into a place where you're ready to start putting your words onto the page. So with those five steps, plus the journal writing, you're then in a fantastic position to dive into your book writing. And what I would suggest here is that you, first of all, brainstorm some ideas about what your book should be about. And if you're clear about what it should be about, brainstorm some ideas of some different topics around that main theme that you can cover. And just write as many ideas down as you can. You can mind map this process, or you can write a list, whichever way your brain works, it doesn't really matter. Just brainstorm some ideas. Then take a break and walk away for an extra few hours or a day or whatever it may be, and then come back and do the whole process all over again on a completely separate piece of paper. Then take another break, and then compare the two, and what you're looking for here is to identify common themes. And these are going to give you the themes that you're going to write about first. And I suggest that you choose maybe three or six to start with, and then just start writing on each of those themes. It hasn't got to be perfect, and it hasn't got necessarily to be the end result that you think you might be aiming for your book. If you see it as a stepping stone towards that, then it's going to make it feel much more possible for you to make a start. And then once you start with your writing, then you can build from there. And just finally on this, what I would say also is remember that the first draft of any piece of writing needs to be a completely free-flow process. You must just let it flow. So you do your brainstorming and your capturing of ideas and your thinking through and your preparation first, and then when you sit down to write, you just let it flow. You don't censor or judge it. You just let it come out onto the page as it will. Then you can come back and put some structure into it, and you can do some editing, but these are separate processes. Don't try and do the two together, because you're using different parts of yourself, different parts of your brain. It's the right brain, left brain scenario, where the left brain is involved with the structuring and the editing, and the right brain is the creative first draft flow. And ideally, you want them to be working together. But initially, you need to separate these processes out. In terms of structuring, I recommend that you come up with five key points that you want to communicate, and keep it simple. Don't try and say absolutely everything that you know about each one. And then understand that you will probably, when you've done a first draft, whether it be an article, a chapter of your book, or the whole book, you will then need and want to go back and edit and revise and edit and revise before you feel it's complete. So that's the process that I would suggest that you go through. And for anybody who wants to get started and structure their writing, the journal writing, I think, is great. Going through those five steps to access this place within, and then using this brainstorming technique to get to your first draft and seeing the editing process separate. That, in my experience, has been a very successful way forward for many, many people.
Great. That's an excellent, very content-rich answer. And excellent question from Glenda. Okay, this question actually comes from Julianne in the UK, and Julianne asks, how do you finish something when you have run out of steam? I have loads of uncompleted pieces of work which I'm averse to going back to. The next new idea always seems more exciting. I start off with loads of enthusiasm but then get discouraged when the energy fades. Is there a way of keeping your energy for an idea consistent, or is there a way to get around this?
Well, first of all, Julianne, let me reassure you that you're not alone. There are many people who make a start and they're great at making a start on things, and then when they get either halfway through or certainly before the point of completion, they find that the energy fizzles out and it's just hard work, basically, to finish, and therefore the grass is always greener with a fresh new idea. And people get swayed onto that next new idea. So I just want to reassure you that you're not alone, Julianne. And two things, really, I would say to this, actually. First of all, remember what I was just saying earlier about being clear about the motivation and the vision. Those, I would say, are very important for you, so that you get really clear about why you're writing and what your vision is, because the completion point comes when you're actually delivering up on that vision that you have. So that would be the first thing, that motivation, that clarity about why you're doing it, and the clarity of the vision of what you're aiming to achieve will help you to keep that momentum going. Secondly, I would suggest that you actually start with smaller projects and practice completing them. And often people feel when they come to write a book that they actually are overwhelmed and daunted by the task of how vast writing a book actually appears when they write at the beginning on page one. And it's true, it's a big commitment to write a book. But what I would love for you to take away from this is that you haven't got to start with writing a book, and I would love for you to just understand that practicing completing on smaller projects will help you get into the experience of the completion stage. And that completion stage in itself, once you experience it, and I'm sure you have already, but when you experience that completion stage, it's incredibly rewarding. So what I would suggest you do is, on the ideas that you have, instead of having a really, really big vision of what you're going to do with any one idea, actually set yourself a smaller target. Maybe write an article. It could be 350 words, or it could be a blog post, 350 or 500 words, or something that's a little bit longer, maybe 1,000 words. And do lots of little small projects and work on them through to completion, and make sure they're small enough so that you can keep the energy going until you get to that completion. And the third recommendation I would have would be to get some support, to work with a writing buddy, a friend, a colleague, somebody else who's interested in writing, or just get some professional support, a coach, a mentor. It will give you a sense of accountability and structure and the encouragement and the motivation, and also a deadline to aim for, which is another way of focusing the mind and helping you work towards completion. And that support will help you to get over this hurdle of not feeling able to complete and sustain that motivation and that momentum right through to the end. And when you've completed a few smaller projects, then you can gradually build up your stamina and work on some larger projects.
Great. That's a great answer, Julianne. One question I had for you, Julia, just when someone's on that writing journey or setting off on that writing journey, When do you actually think or feel that the best place for them to actually reach out and get that support? Should it be from the outset, or should it be when they hit the first hurdle, or should it be when they're trying to complete a project? When do you actually recommend people seek out the support of others?
Well, it's a very good question, and my honest answer to that is that I would say at any stage that it feels right to you. And for many people, they feel that they need to be quite a long way down the road with their book and working out their ideas before they work with a coach or have the professional support of a mentor. Actually, I would say no to that, because I regularly work with people, in fact, sometimes for quite a long time before they've even started writing. And that can be immensely beneficial. From the point of view of our topic this evening, in terms of accessing your true voice, a lot of people need guidance on how to do this. And I mentioned earlier that there are some blocks and barriers you need to overcome and some techniques that you can use yourself. And having the support to overcome those at an early stage basically means that you're going to get through those blocks and barriers much faster and get on to the real creative expression much more directly. So I would say that support and the right kind of coaching and mentoring support, if you're thinking about professional support, can come right at the very, very beginning. It hasn't got to be further down the line. Now, for some people, that's not relevant. They are happy with their own creativity and their ideas, and they get their writing underway, and then they need help at different stages later down the road with structuring or editing, or maybe preparing work to present to agents and publishers, or beyond that, discussing self-publishing options or whatever it may be. So for me, it's a question of any stage in the journey can be appropriate to seek out support and to benefit from that support, as long as you feel that it is going to be, that you obviously have the right person that you're working with, and that you're ready to receive that guidance and that help to lead you on to the next stage. And the truth is that when you're working with a coach or a mentor, and I'm sure that you find this with the people you work with too, Damien, that you will make more progress much more quickly. People do move more quickly in terms of their progress when they're working with the right kind of support. And although the journey into your authentic voice and the journey for expressing that on the page and then taking it out into the world in terms of all the activities that are connected to what you need to be doing as an author in the world these days to be visible and be successful, it can be, and probably for many people is, quite a long journey. Having the support along the way really does move you, or it can move you at quite a pace. Having said that, it also can take a while too, and I think that it's just accepting that both of those possibilities are there. But I wholeheartedly endorse offering and receiving support. And it's not just because I do that professionally. And many people find that it's hard and challenging to ask for support, but it just is so beneficial and it makes such a difference. And if we have time, I'd like to just share one quick story, actually, of a client that I've been working with over the last couple of years, who has been on an incredible journey with her writing and with her book ideas and really to find her own authentic voice. And initially, she had a lot of confusion about her message and who she wanted to reach with her writing. And she also felt very anxious about showing up authentically on the page and in the world. And that's something else that a lot of writers feel, this anxiety about showing up authentically. So she was finding lots of ways to hide out, I call it, so not turning up and I don't mean literally not turning up to sessions, but not turning up on the page in terms of expressing herself. And she was wise to ask for support. And the process that we worked through was that although she realised at an early stage that this was a journey into herself, she realised that she wasn't sure how to go about it and how it all related to her writing. So we worked on creating and establishing a way for her to use her writing to, in the first instance, actually to support her own personal journey, And initially, most of the writing that she actually did was for her own process rather than for anyone else to read. And I think when you're considering support, I think this is another very important factor. And it's something that I've seen with many writers, that actually initially sometimes the writing is for you. You have to express what you need to express to clear the way first, and then find your way into your core topic that you may want to express with your book after that. And this lady faced quite a few challenges along the way, but she had a real commitment to finding her truth, finding her authentic voice, and finding the right way to express that on the page. And she was incredibly receptive to the support that she was receiving. And she did find her way forward at each step. And each time she was peeling back, you know, one of the layers of the old proverbial onion, and deepening her experience and becoming more confident along the way. And she showed incredible courage and patience and perseverance, which are all very important qualities for aspiring authors. And then gradually, the pieces of the jigsaw really started to clarify for her, and a picture began to emerge for her. And this was such a light going on for her in her life. It was just extraordinary to witness. And fast forward to very recently, actually, and she has taken a quantum leap onto a whole new level now. And this is 2 years later, and I worked with her, as I say, for quite a long time before she even really started writing. And now she has a really clear picture of who she is. She knows what her core message is. She's absolutely passionate about connecting with the readers that she's identified through her book and through her business, which she's absolutely clear about. And her writing has shifted across that threshold, and it is now entirely for her readers. She's written all that she needs to write for her own process, and she is now almost ready to submit her work to publishers. That's the route that she wants to go down. And so in my view, actually, whatever happens from this point on, this is a real success story, because she has found her true self. She's found her voice. And although that will continue to deepen, I know, over the coming months and years, she is feeling such a degree of confidence and purpose. She feels that she's totally on purpose with her writing now, to the degree that she did not believe was possible not that long ago. So it can take time, or it can move faster than that, but the support and the right environment and the right circumstances really does open the way for magic to happen, actually.
That's a great new story. And I also just wanted to touch on the point you mentioned about people feeling reluctant to ask or reach out for support, and often I think it's linked into our school days of never actually collaborating with other students or looking over your shoulder and looking at someone's exam paper. Like, we've sort of had that conditioned out of us from such an early age, and I guess the world that we're finding ourselves in is moving so quickly that it's almost like to stay abreast of the level of change that's happening in the world, really actually undoing that programming and cultivating the ability to connect up with others and collaborate and to share and to bounce ideas off is really one of the most important skills to learn in the world that we're living in today.
Definitely, Damien. I wholeheartedly agree with you, and I would wholeheartedly encourage anyone who is feeling at this point in their writing journey or in their life in general, if anyone is feeling slightly reluctant to ask for help and support from the right sources, of course, to completely take this on board. Because what I would like to share is that, and certainly with the writers that I work with, that actually you can maintain your independent spirit. You know, a lot of writers and a lot of creative people are incredibly independent, and that's part of that creative process, and that's wonderful. And you can maintain that creative spirit, and you can collaborate beautifully with others of a like mind. And that is a very, very powerful combination. And it is the way that things are going. And I love that, because it's just this cooperation between people instead of competition. And that coming together, the old cliche, really, but it is true that the combination is greater than the sum of the parts. And it truly is. And so I completely agree with what you said, and definitely encourage people to reach out and draw in the support that they need in order for all of us to reach that true place of unique brilliance that we have inside, and be able to share that as widely as possible with the world.
Absolutely. Now, Jula, we're coming to the end of our hour, and I was just wondering if you could actually share for people at home how they can actually reach out to you and to find out more about the coaching work you do, but also how they can actually find out more about the International Association of Conscious and Creative Writers and really leverage off the experience of a growing creative writers community.
Yes, thank you, Damon. I'd love to do so. Well, the first step really is to make the most of all the free information that's available on the International Association of Conscious and Creative Writers website, and you will find that at simply iaccw.com. And at the IACCW, we really have a passion for the combination of conscious creativity, intuitive writing, and contemporary publishing options. And that's both self-publishing as well as the traditional publishing route. So it's a combination of both there. And we have a fantastic program of speakers offering inspiration and information. And there's a lot of good information on the website. And the first step really is to make most of the free information. So there's a free special report that you can register for, and it includes, it's actually called Discover Your Authentic Voice on the Page and in the World, and it includes a 10-point action plan to discover your authentic voice, which is actually complementary to the information that I have shared with you this evening, rather than being a repetition of it. There's some additional information in there. And you can sign up for that in the Start Here box, which is on the website. And there are three articles about the seven core principles of what it means to be a conscious and creative writer. I'm in the process of writing a series there. And we also have a writers community group on Facebook, which is open to both members and non-members of the IACCW. So once you're logged into Facebook, you can find us by simply typing in International Association of Conscious and Creative Writers into the search facility, and you'll find us. So do make the most of all of that free stuff first, and dip a toe in the water and see if it's something that feels right for you. And if it does feel right for you and there's a resonance, we actually do have an offer on at the moment, which is a spring bonus interview offer. And we're into the last few days of that now. That runs out on Monday, which is Monday the 12th of April, just coming up. And this is for people who join between now and then. We have two additional free bonus interviews to offer, and one is on the inside story of independent publishing, and that's with the managing director and publisher at Hay House, Michelle Pilley, and they're a fantastic independent publisher, and she's explaining some wonderful information about how independent publishing works. And the other free interview is with Mark Lefanu, who is the General Secretary of the Society of Authors, and he's talking about the challenges and opportunities facing authors today. So if anyone would like to take advantage of that spring bonus offer, the details are on the website, and you have until Monday to do so. And then the third opportunity, looking further ahead, is that I am in the process of creating a new masterclass, which is going to be starting in June, and it's going to be called Discover Your Authentic Voice, and I will be announcing details about that in the next few weeks. So for anybody who would like to register for the free information, then you will hear more about that masterclass, which is going to be a six-month course starting in June. So there are the three possibilities for following up, and all of the information is at iaccw.com.
Great. Excellent, Julia. Thank you so much for sharing your wealth of expertise and experience this evening. Like you've certainly just really shared some really, really powerful tools and techniques for people, and I've certainly gained so much from listening to share and express like how you see a topic that I'm very, very, very passionate about. Now, in closing, Julia, first of all, I just had one personal question for you, and then a closing question. But I just firstly wanted to ask about your own creative process and what lies ahead for your own creativity.
Well, thank you. My creativity, really, the answer to that is my creativity now, the way that it is, as a central part of my life. I feel that I'm actually living my creativity all day, every day, in everything that I do. And that probably sounds a little bit extreme, but actually that's genuinely how I feel, that I have really chosen to put creativity at the centre of my life, and it really is part of every aspect of expression in my everyday life as well as in my work. A lot of my creativity, actually, in terms of specific writing, is poured into the businesses that I run. And I absolutely love writing the articles that I write for the online magazines. And, you know, I write one of those every single week because I have a fortnightly magazine for the IACCW and another one for my juliamccutcheon.com website. And so I'm writing an article every week, which actually has raised the bar for me in terms of my own writing. You know, this time last year I was writing one a month, and now I'm writing one a week. And I'm really loving that creative process to raise the bar and write more. I'm also in the process of putting together a new book, which is going to be on what it means to be a conscious and creative writer, and that's part of my journey for this year, is actually creating the content for that book, which will be forthcoming later on. And generally, my creativity really is, a big part of it is expressed through the activities that I do, working with writers, coaching, supporting, and mentoring people, and the programs that I run, and the products that I create. And that gives me a great focus, and I love expressing my creativity in those ways. So I've got events and, yeah, I mentioned masterclasses, and for me it's all part of the creative process, and I love all of it.
Awesome. And in terms of leaving some final words for people who are on that creative path or on the path of actually uncovering their true authentic self and expressing it in the world, did you have any closing words of inspiration to leave with people?
Well, my closing words would be actually just do it, because there's no time like the present. Don't think that this is something you're going to explore tomorrow or when you take a vacation or a sabbatical or when you retire or whatever it may be. Don't put it off. It's like, seize the moment. Dive in. Take the opportunity right here, right now, to take away some of the tips from this session, and hopefully there's some useful things in here and some valuable things. And get started, you know, just go for it, dive in, and don't wait for the perfect moment, because it'll never come. Just go for it right now. That's what I would say.
Awesome. Cool. Thank you so much, Julia. And also thank you very much to everyone at home. Had some really interesting and thought-provoking questions that came in this week, as we do every week. Now, just for you to know, we will be making this call available for free on the People You Should Meet website. And that will be up there first thing tomorrow morning. So if you would like to listen to this recording again, I do encourage you to check back and listen to the recording. Also, if you have a friend, colleague, loved one, or anyone that is near or dear to you that you feel could benefit from this inspiring teaching, I do encourage you all to take that step forward and actually share this material liberally. It's only by actually taking that step forward and actually sharing that we really can synergize with the people around us and actually create a better world. So I do encourage you all to do that. Awesome. So thank you once again, Julia, and thank you everyone at home.
Thank you, Damon.
Take care.
Okay, bye-bye.